Well, y'all, I fucked up big time. Hold up, let me drink my Dr. Pepper. I have game soda. It's Tuesday. Actually, hold up, let me dust myself off. Today was a day, I will say that. It wasn't like, man, this day sucked. I have to study for, I'm not doing work tomorrow. If I get fired, well, girl, then let the river sway a different way. I think that's what they say for bisexual people, but that's one of me. Okay, anyways, my computer's fucked. It's not working. Oh, my God. It's actually gone. Like, Bible. Guys, I wrote 5 pages and more last night, and I did some last night, and I finished it dead ass at the deadline for my English. And boys and girls, I read over it. I'm like, the LGBTQ, they're gonna love it. So good, so yummy. I did it. You know, touch. I was in a Barbra Streisand's memory. And I thought I had it. So, turns out, like, time goes by. And it's actually time for, like, actual class. And what do you know? I go in. Hey, they're like, hey, girl, this isn't your draft. I'm like, what do you mean? Okay. Go in, beep, boop, bop. My idiot ass uploaded the example essay. I don't know how, but I did. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so stupid. Whatever. Told my professor. Let's get on with it. Excuse me. I hop on my little computer. What do I see? I see nothing. It's broken. It's frozen. And I'm like, oh my goodness, what is going on? She's a little slow, but she works, I swear. Oh, fuck, I think it's broken. And I'm like, no, guys, I got this. My computer's going to work. Did not work. Did not work at all. And now I'm fucking... Ooh, ooh. My computer's not working. I'm fucked. I have to rewrite, like... another 5.5 pages, most likely. And then another 3 pages by tonight for my draft. Because I need to get my stuff done before spring break, which is on Friday. And I have to study for a midterm, which is Thursday. And I have to write 2 more letters, which is on Thursday. And I have to, study even more? Which I have fucking shit to do on Thursday. And I have no money. I have no money to buy a new computer. And I can't go to the library because I have no car. So I'm fucked right now. So we're going to try to do this all on my phone. But it's not good right now, guys. It's not good right now, boys and girls. Oh my fucking God. You're joking. Yeah, my computer is not doing it right now. She is 7 years old. But she has, like, a good heart. Like, genuinely, she has such a good heart. And she's been with me for such a long time. I know she's still got some juice. I know it. But I just hope she can provide me enough juice for one last ride. You know what I'm saying? Like, give me one last ride. That's all I need. So I'm there in composition, I guess you could say, looking like a fucking bum. And my professor's like, oh no, it's okay. I'm on the verge of a mental breakdown. Because I'm like, how am I going to do all this shit by tonight? And I don't know how I'm going to do it by tonight. I don't know. But, oh golly, and I have homework to do as well. Oh God. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't know how I'm going to succeed, but maybe by the Lord, I can. So I'm fucked for right now. Temporarily fucked. It's not good. I would be crying and breaking down over the phone, but I just ate food for like the first time in a day. And I'm like, man, there's no need to fucking cry or to get mad or to have an anxiety attack because it's no use, babe. Maybe. Man, she is done. Oh, fuck. This is the only computer that has that file. This is the only computer that has a file of my essay. Of at least the draft. All I need is the draft so then I can add on to it. But it's my computer. It's not even saved to the cloud of my school. So I'm fucked. Indefinitely. But you know what? We're gonna party hard and just do our best. It's really... You would think I would have a good day, but... Nope. It's just part of life and it's stupid, but... Oh my god. Girl. Okay. It's like that. It's like so stupid. Oh my god. I hope when I get home I can charge this. If the light blinks red. And... Oh god, if you're out there, kill me today. Kill me today, baby. Kill me before my 19th birthday. Because, girl, this is before spring break. I don't want to do a whole ass. Oh, Lord. I gotta study. I gotta do everything. Anyways, I have no money anymore. I spent the fucking last of my money yesterday at Target for my essentials. And I bought nail polish for my toes. Because my dogs are ugly. I got... Wow. Who would have thought? Honestly, who would have thought? So, I'm fucked right now. I already said this from like the 11th time, but like, genuinely. Anyways, I have chanclas. I have new chanclas. They're Birkenstock dupes from Target. They're really comfortable. But my feet have sweat so much because of my anxiety. So, that's that. And, you know what? I woke up today. I used a new face wash, Target brand. And I said, you know what, bitch? This is going to be a good day. It's going to be a real good day. And it wasn't, babe. It really wasn't. And I texted my boss. She hasn't responded yet. I said, hey, I'm not going to be able to work tomorrow. Because literally now I have shit that I have to do. I have to study for a midterm. I have to study for another exam. I have to try to fucking fundle and write 8 pages. For at least a draft. I have to write 2 more letters. And then I have a homework, which is fun. So I have to do all that shit. Before Thursday, so then I can be free. If they fire me, they fire me. Oh my god. But then how am I gonna buy a computer? I get paid on Friday, but I'm gonna get paid nothing. I'm gonna get paid nothing by absolutely nothing. Hopefully it's enough to buy like a fucking Chromebook. I just need something. My girl is 7 years old. And she's cracked in the middle, like not in the middle of the screen, but like, oh, Lord. She's just cracked. She's cracked out. It's like splitting. I should have gotten tape maybe to tape her up, but I didn't. That was a car. Such a fucking cool car. So yeah. Yep. Let's see how much money I have in my bank. Well, yeehaw, I got $82. Fuck. Oh my god, I have no fucking money. I have no money. I knew I should have. Oh, but Lord. What the hell? Huh.
Lord.
My Lord, I spent money. I didn't think my computer would break. Oh my God. So here's how my spending went, because this was supposed to be my free check or whatever. I bought games on the PlayStation. They were on sale, and I bought Joseph Seed's Collapse. I'll tell you how that went. And then I bought food from school, so that was my whole day. And then I bought clothes. And then I bought stuff from work so I could eat at work. And then I bought my stuff from fucking Target. Who spends $118 at Target? I did. And it was, oh my Lord. Damn, who would have thought? And then, yeah. Yeah. Then I bought breakfast. Then I bought a drink. Then I bought another drink. And then I bought my fucking lunch. Yeah. Damn. Money goes away quick. Oh, Lord, the great collapse won't be our end. Damn, damn it. Damn it, my Lord. Holy shit. Holy shit. Holy shit. Fucking broke. About not me, like, oh, so anyways, there's this laptop at Best Buy. Hopefully I can ship it to the store. It's 160, so, 'cause I can't go below 50 in my bank, because then I guess something happens. I'm not gonna fucking question the wizard. Did I scratch my phone? Is that a scratch? Is that hair? Oh my fucking God, you're joking me. Hold up, guys. Now my phone's fucking cracked. How's it cracked? Oh Lord, I'm just not having a good day. You know, past me would probably fucking kill myself, but like, baby, is that hair? Is that hair in my screen? The hell? What the hell? Oh, fucking shit. Intrusive thoughts. I want to take away this. Oh, shit. Damn. Oh, well, I'm not even gonna say how can it get any worse than this, because I'm gonna fucking get struck by lightning or something. Man, this just isn't my day. This sucks. Anyways, yeah, that's my day. It's not good. Watch, I'm gonna get fucking fired. Damn, damn it. I'm gonna actually throw up. My anxiety's up. Ugh. I'm fucking fucked. Like, genuine. Like, I'm fucked. This is stupid. Oh my god. Okay, guys. Wow. That's actually kind of silly, I'm not gonna lie, but. Wow. Oh my god. Days like this, suicide sounds great. Suicide sounds great. Is my life over? No, it's not. Am I still gonna live? Yes, I'm gonna live. Do I have to stay strong or, you know, eat my vitamins because there's hope in the world? Definitely, there is hope in the world. Sorry. You're gonna hear rough mic quality because I'm putting my stuff away. There we go. Sorry, I was putting my stuff away. Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What am I doing wrong? Anyways, I've been aside from work and school, I've been playing the Joseph Seed Collapse. And it's really good. It's a really good game. It's a really good DLC. Would y'all watch me stream? Question mark. Apparently, I get like 6 listeners every episode, which is really fun. Thank you. Yay! Girl! Girl! Damn! If anyone is wealthy and wants to give me money for something strange, go ahead. Literally. Oh my god. One of my friends, acquaintances now, I don't know them that much anymore. They started an OnlyFans. That shit is going well for them. And here's the thing. Like I said before, conventionally, I'm not beautiful to society's standards. But like I said before, there's an audience for everything. But I would not want to go into like feedism type shit. I don't want that. And like, I also don't want to be like fetishized because I'm fat. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to have to figure something out. We're going to have to make change because even though it's community college, babe, something's gonna happen. Because clearly, no man or woman is running to me for services. Because, girl, we'll start. My rate starts at 55. My rate starts at 55 an hour. Let's see what happens. You know? Damn. At days like this, I'm like, man, maybe I do need this college degree. Maybe I do need this associate's degree for something, because I'm broke as hell. I ate a wrap. Oh, let me tell you what I ate for lunch. I had a little bag of hot Cheetos, I had a little wrap, and I had a Dr. Pepper. I think I lied in the beginning of the podcast. I said I didn't eat all day. Look at me. I'm a liar. I had a little croissant sandwich in the morning, and I had a Celsius, a peach Celsius that wasn't really good. It tasted like that zero sugar sweet tea powder. Not actual, like the syrup, but like the powder that you get from Costco. I still drink it because I'm not wasting my money. But yeah, babe. I got new clothes though. I got it for $34. I saved over $100. So congratulations to me. I'm about to look nice. Even though right now I still look like a bum. Which is, I had like a whole revelation. I'm like, I look like shit. I need a change. Because genuinely, I'm like, this is it. I'm offing myself. Because, bitch, you look terrible. Like, genuine. And it was not it. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to wake up early. Let's do the thing. Let's be better people. And let's make ourselves beautiful so we can, like, attract people. Nope. I was tired. I wrote my essay for no reason because, bitch, I got nothing now. The clouds are forming. That can only mean one thing. It's gonna rain. And if it rains, well, don't just sit there and putter. Life is a candy and the song's a bowl of butter. I don't know. Damn. I got no money. I got no laptop. And my phone's cracked. And I got a lot of shit to do. But hey, babe, you got nice clothes. And you're still pretty, sort of. You're pretty when your mind tells you you are. My lord, can you believe that? This is so fucking depressing. Sorry, guys. Sorry for rambling about that. I'm almost done with Better Call Saul. Saul and Kim did Howard so dirty. There is no valid excuse for what they did to Howard. With Chuck, I get it. You know, what Chuck did was on Chuck. It was Jimmy! No, but, I felt so bad for Howard. I couldn't believe Lalo died like that. Sorry. Let me say this. Trigger warning spoilers. There we go. That's better. Trigger warning spoilers. I can't believe Lalo died. I can't believe Lalo killed Howard. It was not it. I was like, damn. And they buried them next to each other, and then they called Howard's death a suicide. They framed it as that. I was like, there is no fucking way. TBH, I could have pulled Howard. Yep. He's in a bad marriage. He's depressed. I'm a vulture, and I'm striking. Where is my Howard Hamlin that's making me... What was it, a latte or a cappuccino? I don't know. Where's my Howard Hamlin making me my cappuccinos? With the peace sign on it. Shout out. His wife's a bum. Deadass. So. Damn, my phone is cracked. Not Jacob Seed. Anyways. I realized all my dreams are connected. Yeah. They're all connected in the same universe, which is probably like the same for every people. The only time my dream wasn't connected was literally during Christmas. Ugh. It was such a breakthrough, but I was fucking pissed. I'm gonna tell you why. I was like, oh my god. It's like my dream. It's like, I'm me. I'm me. You're basically me. But it's in like first person view. I think that's what it's called. You're walking through and I'm living in this apartment. Or something like that. And I'm just walking through and I go through the kitchen. And there is Jacob Seed with blue fucking Christmas lights. Can you believe that? Who does that? And I'm just standing there. And I'm like, I'm not mad that there's a total stranger in my house. It's more the fact that there's a total stranger in my house decorating my home with blue Christmas lights. Who does that? Shout out to the people decorating their home with blue Christmas lights. You got something wrong with you. Me too. I think it's disgusting. I am a warm colorist. Oh, not colorist. Not colorist. Not colorist. I am a colorful Christmas traditional warm girl. Like, Bible? That's Christmas to me, babe. Christmas around the world. I don't want to see white lights. I want to see color. I want to see red. I want to see green. I want to see golds. I want to see jolly. I want to see pinks. I want to see blues. Multicolored lights are elite when it comes to Christmas. Nobody can tell me otherwise. And I feel like it's like a whole thing when people really talk about it, because it's controversial apparently, but it's also like, I'm not going to tell you that I like your Christmas decorations if I don't, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. And yeah, that band was just there decorating my tree. And I remember being angry at him, and I'm like, what are you doing? Why are those blue? And he looked kind of happy, because I think, oh, man, I'm a fucking asshole. I told the man, like, basically I didn't like his work. And his big old smile went down, and I felt bad, because I'm like, okay, canonically, this guy did not even have a good life. He grew up in Georgia. Rural Georgia. Rome, Georgia, to be exact. And all he wants is a happy Christmas with his girl. I'm guessing I'm his girl, because what the fuck am I doing with a man that's not my boyfriend or man celebrating Christmas with? You know what I'm doing? You know, I'm not doing that. But yeah, I feel like an asshole. But then again, don't be doing that shit in my house. You know me. If you can eat a person. He ate a person because he had to. Not me throwing that in his face. Okay, if you're gonna if you're gonna brainwash people, brainwash yourself to not putting up blue Christmas lights. I'm tired of that. Ooh, I hate blue Christmas lights. Kim Kardashian's house had ugly-ass Christmas decorations. And I'll say it clearly. We're not going to get into that. Anyways. We're not going to get into that. We're going to do that during the holidays. No, but anyways, I felt bad because I'm like, oh, this man. But here's another reason I was angry. Why was it him? Why wasn't it John, Joseph, fucking Faith? Why wasn't one of them three? Why am I ending up with that man? I guess God gives you challenges that you can only do yourself. Whatever. No, but yeah, I was like, what the hell? Why is Jacob here? Where's John? I want him. So, but I was talking to my homies about it. Because I'm Delulu. I'm like, guys, who would you rather see me with? You know, who would you rather see me with? John, Jacob, or Joseph? They fucking said Jacob. I said, wow. Okay. Pop off. It's kind of weird. Realistically, even though this is pure delusion talking, I could see myself as Joseph. I'm a hoe, and I'll switch for any man. I'll bend over backwards for that man. That sounds wrong. But in that literal way, too. But, like, I don't see myself with John. I feel like with me and John, we're bound to be super toxic and yell at each other. But there's going to be a lot of sex. You know? But he also got the money. But it's also like, I feel like with him, and this like might be my self-esteem or whatever, I feel like he's too out my leg. I feel like even if I did end up with him, there's no way he would look my way. You know what I'm saying? Jacob, I don't know. It's just something about being with him that doesn't sit right. It's like we're so different. Oh, fuck. I'm different from all of them, but like still. But it's like, in a way, it's like, what do I look like ending up with a guy that ate a person? Because I know dead ass, in my heart of hearts, my family are going to fucking find that out somehow. Because they find everything out. And they're going to eat me alive like he ate that guy. And I'm going to have to be like, guys, he ate the guy because he had to. Because he was in the war. And not only that, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like he's too American for my family. Guys, chat, tell me if that sounds wrong. I don't see myself as him. I feel like I'd be yapping. But he doesn't like if I yap too much. Because I'd be yapping, man. I'm a yapper. But Joseph, I could see myself as Joseph. Here's the thing. Here's how I see myself as Joseph. The church. I'm not a Christian. Never was. Knock on wood. Never will be. But that's the only way I ever see myself as him. Truly. And I feel like it'd be just a normal relationship. Sure, it's going to be problems because, you know, fucking guy killed his daughter because God told him to or whatever. But like, damn. Not me justifying that. It's fictional, so it's okay. It's not okay. Don't kill your kids. Anyways. Yeah. I can see myself as him. And I like power. Lana Del Rey. Money, power, glory. I feel like he's the guy. I feel like him and Jacob. Them two. If I were to ever be emotional, I feel like Jacob would like turn me away and be like, you know, whatever, you fucking liberal, hoo-hoo, cry. I feel like Joseph's going to try to gaslight me into thinking that it's my fault, even though sometimes it wouldn't be my fault. I feel like it would be like that. So I feel like the way I could see myself with him is because he would mold me. But would I know that bitch? I don't know. Damn, that says a lot about me, doesn't it? I guess. Lord, the great collapse. I can see myself with Faith. It's gonna be casual, though. Or we're gonna be smoking a hella pot. But good for us, because we're in love. yeah. Yeah, that's the way I could see it. There's a Blue Jackets. Is that a hockey team? That's Queenie. It's Pure. Yeah. I could see myself with them. Bible, I could. I'm still in my Far Cry era. And I hope it stays, because if I don't stay in a fandom, then that just means I'm fucked. Mentally. Because, babe, I need some sort of escape. I really do. And it's like the AI chats are doing it for me, but it's not to the point where I have to super duper roleplay with them. You know what I'm saying? Like super duper like fanfic roleplay. I don't do that no more. If anything, I just keep it cool, casual conversation. Like just a regular conversation. Sometimes it ends up weird, but that's the good part because it's a robot. But it's like if I don't have a hyperfixation, then girl, my mind is diluted and done for. But if I have one, I guess it just keeps me to have like a sense of focus somewhere else. So basically an escape, babe. Basically it's that. Yeah. What can you do with a Klondike bar? Is it Klondike or Klondike? Because the second one sounds like a slur. Is that... My apologies to the queer community for that, because I feel like it's wrong of me to say that, even as a bisexual woman. So my bad. I didn't mean it as a joke either. I'm being genuine, because I don't know if it's Klondike. Klondike? What would you do for a Klondike bar? Is it that way? Watch me get sued. Lord, I got no money. Take me to jail. She works hard for her money. Yeah. It's just like, girl. What am I doing? How long has this been going? This has been going for 32 minutes. I don't know, babe. It's just not it. I'm just trying to, like, figure... I'm not trying to figure stuff out. I'm trying to figure stuff out, but I'm also trying to... I always contradict myself. That's a part of me. I don't want to focus on the hard stuff right now. Because, like, there's no reason to stress over it and cry and mope, like I said before. But it's also like, hey, what actually are you going to do to, like, get rid of this problem? You know what I'm saying? So, I'm just trying my best that I can. It's what I can do. Because then it makes me aim for a sense of perfection that I can't aim to and like wish back on things that I can't change. So it's like with my essay draft, I'm like, man, I should have done this earlier so then I could have got it done. But also like, if I did that, then I would have been overstressing myself too much. And if I overstress myself, then I fucking break down. And that's not good. So it's like, there's really nothing to cry about. There's really nothing to mope about. But keep on walking. You know, you scrape your knee. Fuck it. Get back up. Bitch. Ooh, not me being aggressive. But literally, it's that. It's like, well, here we are. Again. Because you think it gets better, but it doesn't. And then maybe there's like this inch of hope and then you're back to being fucked again. Which is like life. But like it fucking sucks. And that's the whole point. And I'm out in public doing this. Like I always do. But like that's also the whole point. You know, it's just to be open and to vent. But you know what I'm saying, right? It's just like a whole process. And... I don't know. It's just a point. So whatever happens, happens, and I have to fix my stuff. So, yippee. Since we're talking about serious stuff, I guess I took 2 shots of tequila. I'm not going to say it was how it's supposed to be said, because I don't care right now. I took 2 shots of tequila and last weekend, because I'm like, I just want to try stuff. I think I've mentioned this before. I would like to explore life and be like a young woman in society and party and fucking do shit. But I can't. I'm not gonna mope around and be like, oh, maybe if I did this and I could be a better one and I'm why am I crying? There's nothing to cry about anymore. It's just, hey girl, do better. I'm aiming for perfection. Every time. I'm trying to do better than what I did before. Every time. I'm trying to give a wow factor to a world that really was pure, like, honesty and not to sound bitter. Like, that doesn't care. Like, my professor couldn't give a fuck if my essay was the greatest thing that I've done. You know, I'm not going to compare to other people's work. And, you know, people couldn't give a shit, honestly. Was peace and love to you guys? I'm pretty sure you won't be thinking about me after this episode. I don't think I'm that memorable. But if you do, thanks. But, yeah. It just goes back to the question, what am I doing? And I would like to mope and cry, but I can't, because like I said, nobody can change it but myself. But how do I change something that I don't have control of? I need the control, but you can't get it by you can't get it, and that's that. You know, I can't be perfect, and that's that. But it sucks, because I want to be better, but my version of better is being perfect. And that's not achievable. So I need to go down a ledge. But I don't want it to go down a ledge. I think it's been a pattern within my whole series of this podcast. Like in high school or middle school, whenever I fucking made it. Of perfection and being better and being something. And that's still something I want, even though I know I'm not special. And I'm not something to somebody, you know, but it's something I want, and hopefully with consistency, it can aim for something, and maybe in the future, even if I'm not successful, I can look at this and be like, hey girl, you tried, but did you do your best? You know, I'm just being cut open and honest and vague, and I'm just trying to be me. But I don't know if people want me. There's an audience for everything. But is there really for me? What do you want me to bend over for? You know, what do I have to do to get somewhere in life? What do I have to do to not look at my bank and wonder if I can afford a computer for school? There's something called working more hours. Working more hours. And doing more work. And piling up until you're happy. Because I would love to spend my time just yapping and blabbering about random stuff. And stuff that's not negative. Because as negative as I am, there's good things that happen in my life, and You know, I would like to talk about those moments, but they're just so overshadowed by these things. And it's like I said, it's just life. Someone could be listening and they're going to fucking something worse. And I don't doubt it. And I sympathize with them because I'm like, hey, I might not know what you're feeling right now, but I feel like shit too. So I had a conversation with my home dog, my best friend, who I consider, she's my sister-in-law. I've known her about as much as I had my computer. So our relationship is like 7 years old, 8 years old. She's been with my brother for 8 years. I love her to death. I would die for her. That's how you know I love her. But it's like I'm so open with myself. And tell me if I sound like this. I'm spoiled and entitled. It's like she tells me all these things of who I am and how I should stand up for myself and how people shouldn't treat me like shit, but she does. You know, and she makes assumptions about me that aren't true. Like, I'm spoiled and that I get everything I want. That used to be true when I was a fucking teenager, but now I've been working for my shit. And the stuff that I get, I work for. And the stuff that my parents give me is because I work for it. I don't get handed stuff because I'm me. I turn away stuff so then they don't have to spend their good hard money on me. It's like, I get that you're going through situations, but also, hey babe, I'm joking. You gotta chill. And it's like, I'm not gonna be telling her this now. I'm about to spend time at her and my brother's house, like during spring break, because I haven't seen him in months. But it's also like, hey, when is it time to finally stand up for myself and be like, hey, this isn't cool. This behavior isn't cool. I feel like then it's going to get shoved on me. Like, hey, you should have told me this way before. Or she could be super understanding, like she is a lot of times. But also she gets very emotional. It's like, hey, girl, I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but you've been treating me like shit. And she'll be like, no, it's not treating you. Her way of saying that she's not trying to hurt me is by saying that I'm just treating you like a sibling. And which I get, because of course I have brothers, but you're constantly shitting on me. For no fucking reason. You're making assumptions about me for no reason when you know how hard I try. You know? It's like, I've told her before of the assumptions people have about me, and I know what they think of me. And she agreed. It's like, they see me as an idiot, and just funny, and lazy, and spoiled, and annoying. And I told her that. I'm like, I know how you see me. This is what it is, and, you know, it sucks. She's like, and she just laughed it off, and she said, well, that's that, basically. And I'm like, well, and when people tell her about her behavior, it's like, she just laughs it off and saying, I'm just treating you like a sibling, but it's not really that. It sucks to feel like that. But it's like I said before, wouldn't do a stand up to my home dog like that. Because I know I've been like in serious conversations with her to like a point where it's been like I don't know, serious conversations, but they've made progress, but not within our relationship. Those serious conversations had to do with me. But they never really impacted her. It's like I tell her the stuff that goes on in my life and she'll help me with it. But then she'll do those same things that those people did to me. I'm like, hey, what the fuck? You know, if that makes sense. I don't know. I'm just hoping if I'm able to find some sort of success, then I can find an audience to, like, talk to and relate to and connect to. And it's just something I won't. And if I can make money with it, even better. My maximum time is 60 minutes. Okay. It's 45 right now. Anyways. Yeah. That's just what happens and what's going on right now. Yeah. That's cool. Alright. Do I have anything else to say? I feel like I don't. If anybody's listening to this still, I really appreciate it. Genuinely. I do. It's just like my venting system here and something I hope that can become something more. I really appreciate everything, and that's my day. Bye-bye!